Remote Hacks podcast on a remote hack day.
Hello, and welcome to a podcast episode to be determined. I don't actually know what episode it was because Max pressed the record button, so now we're just talking. It's probably, I'm going to guess, number 185? No, is that right? We'll fix that in post, or maybe not. Anyway, with me are Max and Ryan, longtime friends of the show. In fact, they are the show. 50th anniversary of the... No, that's not true at all. No, this is... It's like we're celebrating the 4th anniversary, but the 50th episode. Ryan...
No, not even that.
It's not even that. Okay, Max, share some thoughts about what's going on here.
The 4th anniversary, the 50th Remote Hack gathering... for those that have attended all of them, and the 69th podcast episode.
Oh, that's delicious. Okay. And what? Tell us about the setup. We've totally changed the setup of how we're podcasting. What are we doing today? What's the tech stack?
Well, I mean, first of all, a bit of background. It's been nearly 2 years since we last gathered and recorded an episode of this amazing podcast.
Indeed.
And we tried to use Zencastr, which was our platform of, recording platform of choice previously, and it failed. I think they've changed Zencastr. They now want money for things. I mean, it makes sense. It was a lucrative market, but you know they've lost a customer in us.
They've been disrupted themselves.
And now we've come across Riverside thanks to Ryan's suggestion, and it seems to be amazing. We're all sat here with video feeds. I mean, if you're listening to an audio version of this podcast, which you will be, you won't know that, but we've got a video feed.
It's could we upload the video somewhere?
We could.
I could put it on the JS Oxford YouTube channel that's not had any traffic.
Oh, like let's 10 do that. Years. I like that. Excellent suggestion. Okay. Are we hacking on anything? I know we discussed this a bit earlier, but just for the folks at home, things we're interested in.
Do you want to go around again? So maybe start from yourself, Adam.
Sure. So I'm just going to think about some micromaterials. I've been playing with the Ixemuse Lab. Big plug for them. They're super cool. Ivan Velichko, great guy. Fantastic guy. Just a great, beautiful guy. And that was a horrible impression. And just creating some content about like multi-node Kubernetes clusters and breaking it in kind of random, semi-predictable ways, and then users can fix it and learn about how to fix stuff, ideally. I might get to that today, or maybe we'll just go down and hang out with the fam, hang out and mess around with some drones. We might be meeting Ben, friend of the show Ben. Maybe you remember him, maybe you don't, because it's been so long. Maybe there's some new people listening who don't even remember that we have previous episodes. But Ben will be hacking with some drones down in which is slightly to the south of where I am at in there's some OSINT that I just gave away. This is not going well at all. I'll stop talking now.
We can beep it, it's fine.
Nah, that's... yeah, so anyway, so some hacks, some... Jack some stacks. Max, what's the
wow
the tax?
That sounds like a micromaterials exercise there. Yeah, I was thinking of just sticking around with my website as usual. I wanna consolidate all of the publishing platforms I'm hosting into one single source of truth and everything that pertains, including a redesign and blah blah blah. But I've only got this morning to work on things, so I'm realistically not going to get anything done, and I might just end up watching YouTube, so that's fine. I was thinking, if you're going to be face-to-face with Ben, maybe you could do a mic on the ground recording.
We could, yeah, do a little Riverside. Could we actually get two podcast episodes today? That'd be wild.
I think we could, and if we can record them, I can certainly get them published like early in the week. So
excellent.
Yeah. What about you, Ryan?
Well, now I only have about an hour before I go off to petting zoo hell. I mean, child's party hell. I mean, fun. So obviously having even less time, I've now got more aspirations. I am going to try and purchase under cabinet lighting for my kitchen and navigate the hellscape that is figuring out how to get something that isn't smart but is modern. And I might try a Rust tutorial if I have a tiny amount of time, because I was talking to a potential client last week who had a load of microservices in Rust, and I realized that I haven't looked at Rust in years. So doing a little to-do, 5-minute thing, technically makes me an expert, right?
Ah, fantastic. Love it. And quick plug for the Veilid project, which is written in Rust. If you want to jump in and actually look at like some working code that people are into, a big plug, https://veilid.com. Do you know that website? Check it out. It's amazing. They're doing some cool stuff. Okay, and I think that is the podcast episode. Thanks so much for joining us here with Max and Ryan and myself, Adam von Wadham, which is not my name, but I thought it sounded, the rhyme was a lot funnier in my head. So thanks so much. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Quality as always.